You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice, sitting in for Gemma Gaudette. You've seen it in old movies, a crazy crowd of people dancing for hours at a time as part of a dance marathon. Lots of drama, lots of music. Again this year, it's going to be played out in person. Boise State will host, take a breath here, 17 hours of dancing, all for a good cause. This year, Boise State and St. Luke's Children's Hospital partner up for another dance marathon. And joining us to tell us about this big event is Duncan Robertson. He is the Public Relations and Communications Coordinator of the Dance Marathon at Boise State. Duncan, hi.
Hi. Thank you, George, for having me.
You're a student?
I am. I'm a senior communications student planning on graduating in May.
What's the big dream for you?
You know, I'm hoping to work in the nonprofit industry after this. I'm planning on sticking around in Boise for a little bit. This organization has really opened my eyes to the importance of helping people and working with nonprofits in all different shapes and sizes. And so my passion in this industry has just really grown throughout my experience with this great organization.
Are you just a crazy dancer?
Dancing is not one of my fortes, but I get out there and I do the best I can for 17 hours.
Okay, so paint me a word picture here. 17 hours? Do people dance for 17 hours with occasional breaks?
Yeah, with occasional breaks is definitely the phrase. We do have people who enjoy dancing a lot more than others, but...
I don't know if enjoyment. doesn't that wear off on hour number 7 or 8?
Yeah, you know, wow. it feels, I guess you could say, normal until about midnight. And then that wall starts to hit you around 2 or 3 in the
morning. Okay, you started what time of the evening?
We start on Friday at 3 p.m.
Oh, in the afternoon.
So people start to roll in. They might have class or work, so they might have to show up a couple hours late.
And physically, where will you do this?
We do this at the Boise State Rec Center.
At the Rec Center.
Right on campus across from the student union. We get the entire gym floor. We get all the courts, and we just go for it.
And how is money raised? Are each of the dancers committed to raising a certain amount of funds?
Yeah, so it's actually been a year-long effort for us. We started actually before school started back in August. So our executive team is picked back in the spring. So we gear up, we start to make contacts all throughout the summer, and then we hit the ground running when we get to Boise in August. And we do ask that each dancer raises a minimum of $50 to enter the event. But we've seen people raise $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
But how do they do that? Do they get pledges?
So it can come in all different shapes and sizes. We have a fundraising website that Children's Miracle Network Hospitals provides us, and people can reach out to family members, friends, a lot of social media outreach, and then we also have a lot of fundraisers throughout the year leading up to our big day, and that just... It comes in a lot of different forms, but people are very bold and very courageous when they're asking for these donations, and anything from $5 to $100 makes such a big difference.
They hit the floor at 3 in the afternoon.
Yep, that's correct.
Walk me through this. I mean, how often do you get a break?
So we have a dance that we teach throughout the night. We have a morale team, and their jobs are to dance. They are to boost the morale throughout the night and to teach us about a 4-minute long dance all throughout the night. So there is music playing pretty much for the entire 17 hours.
So I'm sorry. So I can jump on this floor. you're going to teach me a dance?
Yeah.
Is that how this works?
We have music going throughout the night. So people are just, you know, moving and grooving as the night goes. Yeah. But we do bring everybody collectively together. And about 600 to 700 students are dancing together,
what?
Doing the same dance.
I'm sorry, 600 to 700 students.
Yeah, that's correct. So last year we had just over 1,000 dancers register. And some of those were virtual. So some people aren't able to attend the event.
But how does that work?
So people can sign up and, some people
I'm a virtual dancer?
Yeah, so those are the people that basically raise money for us. Yeah. Maybe something comes up, they're not able to attend. But last year we did have between 600 and 700 students giving up their Friday night, dancing all night with us, raising money for the kids. And it's really cool to see that passion just flowing throughout that rec center.
And is it just movement? Is it you say you're going to have some organized dance or?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of everything. Along with the organized dance, we just have, you know, we'll have the Cupid Shuffle thrown in there, the YMCA, things that people recognize that we can all get together and do. But otherwise, there's just a lot of random dancing, people testing out their dance moves that they might keep maybe on the back burner for the year. But, you know, it's quite the sight. We also have games. We have a mechanical bull. We have inflatables.
Of course you do.
Yeah, we have other things to keep people awake because by that 2, 3, 4 in the morning, dancing more turns into some slow movements, if
shuffling.
You could say.
Okay. Talk to me about the connection here. This is a charity that is near and dear to many people here.
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, St. Luke's Children's, it's right in the heart of downtown.
Yeah.
It's less than a mile from Boise State itself. And it's an organization that a lot of people care deeply about, not just Boise State students, but community members, people of all sorts of organizations. And so this is something that people just want to raise money for. It's hard to see kids go through what they go through, and especially when you've had the opportunity to actually visit the hospital and see these kids.
Have you had that opportunity?
I have had the opportunity. I was actually an intern with St. Luke's last semester, and so I got to spend some time visiting the hospital. And the amount of courage that it takes to go through what these kids go through, I mean, they're fighting a bigger fight than I ever will in my entire life.
Or if you're ever feeling sorry for yourself, boy,
exactly.
Just spend some time there.
Yeah, take a look at these kids because they have bigger hearts than anybody I've ever met. Their fight is bigger than anybody's fight, and that is what drives me to do what I do. That's what drives these 1,000 students that sign up to donate money. Every single penny goes straight to the kids.
And is there any participation from any of the families or the kids?
Yeah, so we have our Miracle Kids. We have about 15 that we actually focus on and that we do invite to our event. And the coolest thing that I hear is both the parents and the kids say that Dance Marathon is better than Christmas Day. It's better than their birthdays. It's a holiday for them, and they look forward to the event as soon as 8 a.m. hits on Saturday. They cannot wait for the next year because it just makes them so happy. It for the kids who are still in the hospital, it's a distraction for the night. They're not there the entire night with us, but they're there for as long as they can be. And
so their caregivers make a point of bringing them and visiting?
Yeah, people at St. Luke's know how big of a deal it is. There was one of our Miracle Kids last year, and he was supposed to be in the hospital the night of, and he begged and pleaded to get out of there so he could come to Dance Marathon. And right after surgery, he got out, and he was there dancing right along with us because that's how much it means to these kids and their families.
Okay, so what's the secret sauce of surviving the night?
You know, we have a lot of food. We have a
lot
of...
Do you get it donated?
We do. We have very generous donors all throughout the Treasure Valley. It's it's wonderful to see the community really come together for this event, whether it's coffee or energy drinks. Chick-fil-A is a great partner with us. And we just, you know, college students love free food, and whatever that is, that keeps them going.
And hydrated.
Hydrated for sure. We have cases and cases of water, Gatorade, energy drinks, anything that can keep people up. Dutch Bros will be there in the middle of the night. I think they're getting there around 3 a.m. And what college student doesn't thrive off of Dutch Bros?
Yeah, caffeine, that's about right. And again, just for the record, now the breaks come how often?
There's not technically official breaks. We give people the freedom to explore the facility as they want to go get food, to go hydrate.
So it's pretty flexible?
It's pretty flexible, but we do ask people to limit their seating because we believe if we can be on our feet for 17 hours to fight for these kids who don't have the same opportunity, that's what we're there for.
Okay, and if people want to contribute, get involved, participate, how do they do it?
They can visit our social media at Boise State DM. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then we also have a website, boisestatedm.com. has a link with all of our information and also a fundraising link.
Then I assume that we can come and watch?
We do not open it to the public necessarily, just because of the security and safety. But we do invite people.
Will you be all over social media?
We will. We will be live. We have a live streaming. KISS FM will be there helping us out. So, very much a virtual experience.
Very cool. Best of luck to you. It's Duncan Robertson, and the Dance Marathon is what date?
Next Friday, a week from right now.